This week in Massachusetts, lawmakers are gearing up to decide whether a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage should be added to the state's constitution. Tomorrow, unless something changes at the last minute, the Bay State's legislature will vote on an amendment which defines marriage as the union between a man and a woman. But Massachusetts is not the only state changing its constitution, or considering it anyway. Since 1970, Florida has proposed 124 amendments, and 95 of those amendments to the Florida Constitution were enacted into law. Other states change their constitutions as well, which does raise the question of whether it's a little too easy to change a state's constitution, and also the question of what's happening in your state. Give us a call at 800-989-TALK. Joining us now to talk about the changes in state constitutions is Doug Kamek, a professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California. Doug Kamek. Hi.
Good. Good to be with you.
Sorry about the mispronunciation there. Let's start with Massachusetts. It has the oldest state constitution in the country. Can you explain how easy it will be or not be for Massachusetts to change it?
Well, it's not very easy now, and this is, of course, part of the quandary that has been provoked by the same-sex decision by the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts. It requires approval by more than 50% of the legislature in two consecutive sessions, and then an approval by a majority of the voters in a general election. And so one of the things that, of course, is perplexing people in Massachusetts at the moment is that if, in fact, they wanted to overturn by constitutional amendment the decision of the Supreme Court, the governor anticipates that he wouldn't be able to get that before the people until 2006.
So even if they do pass this measure tomorrow, that's just the beginning of the process, not the end of it.
That's exactly right. It's going to have to be done again next year and then the following year brought to the electorate. And this is in contradistinction to some other states, including my own here in California, where the people, and as you mentioned in Florida, where the people have the ability to much more easily amend the Constitution, frequently by initiative. An initiative in California requires 8% of the signatures of 8% of the voters from the last gubernatorial election, which is an entirely doable thing to accomplish. And one of the reasons why it accounts for many proposed amendments.
In the same process by which Californians often pass laws, they're often sometimes changing the very constitution of the state?
That's right. And in some senses, this has historically been the case at the state level, no matter what the difficulties are and whether or not the people have an initiative power. And that is because state constitutions, unlike the federal constitution, were seen historically as codifications of large bodies of law. Certainly that's true in California, rather than merely the articulation of general principles, which is the way we view the federal constitution.
Is there any problem when a state like Florida changes its constitution 95 times over the course of a few decades?
Well, other than the fact that it changes the understanding of constitution, as I just mentioned, it really becomes more than a it's less a charter or a basic charter than a compendium. I think this is an example of direct democracy, and by and large, this direct democracy is well served so long as the signature requirements to get something on the ballot are significant enough, so long as the subject matter requirements are clear enough. Normally, states require a single subject, require that it be written in accessible language, and general materials given to the voters so that they understand the nature of what they're voting on.
And let's wrap up here by going back to Massachusetts. I wonder if you think if the debate over gay marriage in Massachusetts is going to have an effect on other state legislatures around the country and ultimately on any effort to change the federal constitution.
Well, I think there's certainly concern that the federal constitution may need to be amended in light of the fact that the Supreme Court of Massachusetts has said they mean gay marriage and that they expect those licenses to start issuing sometime in late April or early May. If that's the case, people will be coming to Massachusetts and by migration going to other places and seeking to have those marriages acknowledged. Probably the only direct way to address that is by federal constitutional amendment, which is not easy. It's going to require the approval of three-fourths of the states. There are some other things that Massachusetts do.
I got to stop.
But they'll have to explore them.
Okay. Doug Kamek, thanks very much. Really appreciate your help.
Good to be with you.
Doug Kamek is a professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California. And in Washington, I'm Steve Inskeep, NPR News.